This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm back live, as the wonderful voice said, 1-888-344-1170. Right, Brendan?
That is correct, Amundo.
Brendan's over there flipping the switches and turning the dials as you're listening to 1170 AM in San Diego. This is Auto Talk Radio. So, working for that Wolfman Jack voice.
That's right. How was your 2 weeks off there?
It was beautiful. Had a great time.
Awesome. Yep. Awesome.
Went, got tan and hung out in the sun.
I was about to
snorkeling
say.
Snorkeling and what's that?
I was about to say, you look tanner than usual. That's for sure.
I'm very tan right now. That's what happens when you spend 2 weeks in the sun.
It's true.
It was quite enjoyable. Quite enjoyable. Good. How was the 2 weeks here?
It was fantastic. We
you didn't miss me at all on Saturdays?
Of course. It was so lonely here. I was like, hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
No, but it was a fantastic 2 weeks. I had the 4th of July off because all the shows that day in particular were pre-recorded, so I got to spend it with my family. That was fantastic. And then the following week, it was another great week. I got to do so much stuff. And we just this week took the entire week off of work for me personally and my wife and Russell. And we went to Legoland this entire week. And
awesome.
It was a blast. So they have a brand new exhibit over there about Ferraris that are going to be that's going to be opening up here in about 2 days from now, so on Monday.
Very cool.
It's going to be from July 20th to August 20th.
And what's the theme?
Ferrari. Yeah. I want to say it's because they're coming out with a completely brand new Ferrari line of Legos coming out soon. But that's something car related, at least I could still talk about. So that's really, really cool. They already have like one kind of cool display to help kind of hype up the festivities that are going to be coming about, because tomorrow is also the last day where they're going to have the World Cup exhibit that they have over there right now. So if you want to go check that out, because tomorrow is the World Cup game. Today's the third place game. Tomorrow's the actual championship game. So.
Where's it at?
Let me take a look. I want to say it's actually here in. I shouldn't say here in. Specifically in California, I want to say. But I'll take a look. But I do know the two countries that are playing against each other. It's Argentina and Spain.
How close is this? This isn't the end, though, right?
This is the end.
This is the last game?
Tomorrow is the last game.
So whoever wins this is the world world champion?
Yes, correct. It's actually in New York. Specifically, New Jersey Stadium.
That's a long way from California.
It is. I thought I was wrong. And then today's third place game is in Miami, so at Miami Stadium.
Nice. Miami. Today's third place game is in Miami.
We have a third place game today, and then tomorrow's the championship game. So the teams who didn't win their games.
So there's three teams right now.
Technically four, yes.
Oh, there's four teams. So there's
a game today and then a game tomorrow.
Okay.
Today's game determines who gets third place, so they get a bronze trophy.
Okay.
And then whoever wins tomorrow gets a silver and a gold, whoever wins everything.
So the two that play off. You got to get the phone, I hear.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right, good stuff. As always. Real quick, today's diesel fuel lacks lubricity. This can lead to fuel system failure, costing thousands in repairs. So just a reminder, make sure Hotshot Secret Diesel lacks lubricity. And get in there and get your fuel additives in for your diesel. It helps a lot. Anyway, so Brendan's answering the phones over there. Anything good?
I don't have a call screener,
so
I know I'll put it up on your screen.
I just
here
realized
soon.
That a second ago.
I'll get it up here shortly. If you called in, please call back. I'm so sorry, I was too busy talking on the air there. So I will make sure to get your phone call now. So, otherwise, I do have two quick car shows. If you want me to read them off,
sure,
quickly.
Go for it.
All right. So the one that's up in Huntington Beach I keep mentioning a lot, but it is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. It is the Beach Classic Classics over at Huntington Beach Sports Complex. Our signal reaches all the way up there, sends forth why I'm shouting that out. That's going to be on Wednesday night, starting at 6 p.m. and ending at probably 8 p.m. it looks like, so go check them out. And then, of course, the big one, the great one, the San Diego Automotive Museum Cars and Coffee Show. I absolutely love it. Yeah. They weren't able to come in on the 5th of July due to them still, you know, partying up during the Independence Day weekend there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's the new exhibit that's over there that they're hyping up. I do know they finished off the NASCAR race exhibit that they had over there, or the history of San Diego and NASCAR. Specifically, so they have a brand new exhibit there because they put a brand new one every single month. Of course, I do want to shout out the library too. Such an extensive, cool library. So if you need to know anything about any particular car, I highly, highly recommend the San Diego Automotive Museum. And go check out the Cars and Coffee Show. That's going to happen tomorrow from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. So go check them out.
Those are all really good things to go check out for sure, without question. Hey, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you in part by Motorrad, leading the way in advanced thermal engine management and evaporative emission solutions. The Motorrad name is synonymous with quality and reliability, comprehensive coverage for vehicle models, and exceptional customer service. Learn more at Motorrad.com. So we got lots to talk about today.
Absolutely. I mean, 2 weeks and I know. So much auto news. And then on top of that, we got our topic for today, too.
So yes, we do.
It's just one thing after another today, I'm telling
Poor
you.
Poor car maintenance could wreck your wallet. Does your wallet feel wrecked?
For a different reason.
Just asking. It feels wrecked for a different reason. So, no car issues while I'm gone with you, though, right? Everything's good? Okay, perfect. He's back on the phone again, doing his thing. So, lots of things going on in the car world these days as far as service and repair and other kinds of items. Tell you what, there is several. Let's see here. I was just working for different kind of news here as far as we go. A lot of stores, auto repair stores, modernizing out there. Well, I tell you what, I'm having a little problem with some of these words this morning as we go through different items here, but you can always give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. And Brendan will grab the phone for you as we talk about multiple different things. Let's jump in real quick on the poor car maintenance could wreck your wallet. And what we're talking about on that is when you don't do regular maintenance on your vehicle, you may think you're saving money. And we've seen a lot of, I wanted to talk about this topic. We've seen a lot of that this year. Folks putting things off. I mean, there's a lot of things obviously going around the world that affect folks and things like that, things trying to save money, etc. But I will tell you, by skipping your oil services and your maintenance items, it won't save you money in the long run. And that's a little bit what we're talking about this morning. Preventative is a way less expensive than the repairs that come if you don't do the preventative, as far as that goes. For you know, there's a lot of different items, not servicing them can cause failure to different components on the vehicle over time. One of the big ones, oil changes. If folks are skipping on oil changes, it can turn into quite the mess there as far as that goes. So you do want to stay on top of your vehicle service, maintenance, and repair. It's extremely important. And we're going to run down a few of those items and things that we'll be talking about as far as that goes when it comes to keeping the vehicle serviced and repaired. But like I said, oil services are the most important as far as that goes. Anything I need to know, or are you just, because like I said, I don't have a call screener.
I know. Did you want me to go ahead and pull it up, or did you want me to put on the caller just right away?
You can. Who are we talking to,
though? We would talk to Bodie if you want to talk to right
sure.
now. Sure. All right, let's
do
it.
Pop him on there. Let's see what Bodie's up to. It's been a while. You there, Bodie?
How's my master mechanic this morning?
I'm doing amazing. I'm alive and awake. You know, I always say it's a great day if I start it by waking up and standing up.
That's right. You probably heard this from me before. One of my lady friends, you say, I get up, I turn my neck around, wiggle my fingers, my toes, turn my torso around, and go, Thank you, God.
There you go. Those are good things to be happy about.
Well, you know, life's, you know, again, we live in the most amazing country in the world. You can drink the tap water. You don't want to, but you can. And, you know, the street lights work. The signals work. It's a beautiful place.
Yes, it is. Life is good.
Yeah.
Life is good.
Anything in the for sale list this week?
No, I still, you know what? I haven't done anything. Well, I have a motor on the Travato that I'm selling. Well, I have all kinds of people interested in talking about that thing. I just don't, haven't had a lot of people come look at it, which it amazes me. I don't know why. If you're looking, if you want to be into the van life thing, I have a 2019 Travato. This thing is beautiful. Beautiful. And it's the one that everybody's looking for because it's got the bathroom in the back. And if you know anything about vans or these that you try to, it's on the Dodge frame. It's got a full kitchen, full two beds in it, bathroom, everything. It's solar. You can live off grid with this thing. It's pretty amazing. Generator and all.
That's the one how much you want for? 25?
60 grand.
Oh, no, that's out of my league.
Oh, yeah, but I know, but the thing brand new cost 150 grand. So, and this has got a brand new motor I just put in it from Chrysler. We ordered a motor from Chrysler, put in the girl had overheated it and damaged the motor. So it's got a new radiator, brand new motor with a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty on it. It's if you're looking for something like that, it's a great deal. It's a great deal.
Yeah.
So as far
I'm looking, but I can't afford it.
Can't afford that one. Yeah, this thing here is a home on wheels. If you're if you're looking to hit the road and travel the country or something, this would be your best option. And the motor is under warranty in any place in the nation, so that's a good peace of mind. If you're looking for one of these, look me up. You can also find it on RV Trader. I put it on there, so it's on there looking good. And then, of course, I still have the Ford Escape. I haven't done anything with it. I haven't even advertised it or not because I've been so busy doing all kinds of other things. I haven't bothered with it, but anyway.
What are you asking for that one?
I think it was $10 million. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll take two.
No, $3,900. $3,900.
$3,900. Escape is the small car?
Yep, little SUV four-door. This one's all-wheel drive. Nice little white with gray interior. Good little car. We put a motor in this one. It had a bad motor in it. So I ended up with a car. We put a motor in it. Thing runs like a champ, and good little car.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what year is Escape?
I think it's 2013. 2013 it is. Yep. So, anyway, that's a great starter car or a car for somebody. Like. What's that?
I said, I'll look online and see what it looks like.
Yep.
I may buy it from you.
Okay. Well, that, or if you know somebody that's interested, send them my way. I'd be happy to get them. It's a good little car. Be a great car for even if you have a kid, first driver, stuff like that. It's small, compact SUV, all-wheel drive, especially if they go snowboarding or anything like that. You know, it's great for that. Well, it is. You know, you get up in the snow. It's nice to have all-wheel drive. It's a good little car. So if you know anybody interested, just send them my way. What else you got going on? Anything automotive-wise?
No. Staying out of trouble.
Staying out of trouble, living your best life. As always, staying out of trouble and living your best life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fortunate enough. I've been vegetarian, organic most of my life. I just turned 81, and the doctor said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing this. You see, you got the numbers of a young man.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
They say 81's the new 18 these days. So.
Is that what they say?
I don't know.
I don't know. Brenda's all, I don't know. So, well, I'm glad that you're healthy. I'm glad that you're eating well. And I'm glad that you woke up and stood up this morning, I shall say.
And I'm glad you gentlemen are alive, too. That program.
Alive is a good way to be. Unalive is terrible. I'm going to be honest with you. So it's all good.
Someone said when you're dead, you're dead for a long time.
I think that's forever thing. That's truly a forever thing. And I always tell people, too, nobody gets out of this one alive. Everybody's going to the same place eventually. We're going to not be alive.
Yeah.
So, But so make sure enjoy the time you are here alive with your car. Okay?
Yes.
All right.
All right. Keep me whatever. Yeah, I want to listen in for the rest of the show, please.
You got it. No worries. Talk to you soon, buddy. Take care.
Ciao. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. You're in the middle of a repair and need a replacement part. But have you really thought about what's in your box? With 21 manufacturing facilities worldwide, Standard's a full-time supplier of vehicle control and engine management products, offering more than 50,000 precision engineered components that are subject to category-specific testing, including on-vehicle validation. Ignition coils represent one of the largest replaced part categories in the aftermarket, as OE coils are often under-engineered and highly susceptible to moisture intrusion and overheating. Additionally, many coils don't produce enough spark energy, forcing them to work at a max capacity, which leads to premature failure. Blue Streak by Standard Ignition Coils outperform OE, low-cost competitor, and premium aftermarket competitor coils in spark energy and discharge duration tests, demonstrating superior performance and reliability. These coils are manufactured in Standard's state-of-the-art facility in Białystok, Poland, incorporating specific design improvements intended to rectify original equipment flaws and enhance overall durability. Professional technicians have trusted Standard since 1919. When OE fails, trust Standard. Learn more at standardbrand.com. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back. I do want to remind folks, today's diesel fuel lacks lubricity. This can lead to fuel system failure, costing thousands in repairs. You can prevent these issues with Hotshot Secrets products. Clean injectors, boost cetane, increases fuel economy, all while adding four times more lubricity than the leading competitor. Claims proven by real-world use and confirmed by third-party ASTM testing. Hotshot Secret EDT, available nationwide at truck stops, farm and automotive stores, and online at hotshotsecret.com. All right, so Brendan's over there flipping the dials and turning the switches.
Yes, I am.
Having a good time, huh?
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Yeah. So, our subject today, how poor vehicle maintenance may wreck your wallet.
Yes.
If I could ask you a question, and again, I know what your answer is probably going to be. Mm-hmm. Let's say your shop offers up a whole list of maintenance that needs to get done. Now, these things are specifically not completely broken. They're known as, I think what your shop likes to call it is like safety maintenance issues.
Okay.
Specifically.
So, probably.
So specifically, these are just things that hit their mile markers. Like spark plugs, for example. Okay, you have original spark plugs still in there. You might want to look into changing those at some point. What are some other ones I can think of off the top of my head?
Well, you know what happens if you don't change spark plugs? What can happen?
Well, yes, I know
there's
the
multitude
worst
of items we can run down. But number one, it starts with because spark plugs wear and the gap becomes larger over time. So you're not getting good burning and combustion. You got excess fuel that's now going into the catalyst, which degrades the life of the catalyst. Okay, as far as that goes, that's an expensive repair. It overstresses and overworks the coils, like we were talking about with Standard products there a minute ago.
Of course.
Even worse than the Standard gap on the spark plugs, it's got to work harder, the coil does. So pretty soon you need coils, you need a catalytic converter, you let it go too long, or you end up with a misfire that is really bad.
Right.
So that simple service can cost you a lot in the long run.
It's true. It's true. I was just using it as a quick example, obviously.
Well, I gave you a quick answer. I like that.
Now, I guess what my question is going to lead to is the fact of how much maintenance is too much maintenance for a vehicle. So, for example, I remember I asked ChatGPT, which I know everyone's like, how dare you, Brenny, you used AI to answer your question. Mm-hmm. But I was legitimately trying to see what AI have suggested in this situation. And they suggested you look up the blue book value of your vehicle and only pay for how much, and the most you should pay for maintenance during your time period there is specifically the halfway mark of how much your vehicle is valued. For example, if your vehicle is worth $8,000, the most you should pay for at your service at that time is $4,000. After that, if it exceeds $4,000, you know what? Just wait till next time.
You mean per service, you should only...
Correct.
Okay.
That's what ChatGPT was suggesting.
That's a great financial way to look at it. I'm not sure that's a great way to... To be honest with you, if you stay on top of the maintenance of your car and do it at the times required, mm-hmm. you won't even get close.
Good, good.
But what if you haven't done it and you've skipped all of it, now you got it to do it once?
It's true.
That's your problem. So I wouldn't go by that number Roger. There as okay. far as, you know, half of your value. Now, obviously, most cars are worth more than $8,000.
Of course. Oh, no, I mean,
you quickly could, yeah. So, but are you talking about maintenance or repairs?
Maintenance, okay. specifically, yeah.
Because, I mean, some repairs are expensive on cars if you don't. Let's go ahead and skip on doing the transmission service.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. You get new transmission fluid when we replace the transmission at 100,000 miles when it fails. Because that's usually what happens, 100,000 to 120,000 miles if you don't... service the transmission mm-hmm. regularly, about 120,000 miles. It'll fail on you. Some transmissions are up around $10,000 installed now.
I believe it. And again, I know you laugh in the face of my Nissan Rogue because that has a CVT transmission.
Well, but it'll need one eventually.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not looking
Well, hopefully you've been servicing it at our recommended intervals, right?
Absolutely, I have
it. Then it may not. It might last. Well, it everything fails eventually. Uh-huh. But you could probably get 200,000 miles out of that bad boy if you keep it serviced right.
Is that right?
Yeah, right. I agree with that. Yep, for
okay.
sure.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to it then in that case.
You remember when I first met you, I was driving that F-250 that I had for a long time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 400,000 miles, original transmission.
No way.
Yeah.
Original engine.
Yeah, serviced it all the time, once a year. Once a year between 15 and 20,000 miles, I serviced the trans on
Very
that
Very impressive.
Yep. Yep, new filter fluid, that you'd be surprised what it does. It keeps it clean and happy. Clean and happy, because failures on transmissions happen from valves hanging up. So today we're just talking about how poor car maintenance could wreck your wallet. So that's a good, that one there is a good point, because servicing the transmission is way less expensive than it is to replace the transmission, for sure. So just keep that in mind as far as that goes. I also want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you in part by CRC, Guaranteed to Pass Emission System Cleaner, featuring the advanced detergents formula that removes harmful deposits from fuel system components, including injectors, intake valves, combustion chambers, and more. Don't let your vehicle fail its emission test. Learn more at crcg2p.com. Good stuff there. And I brought that up right now because it's good to know another service that you can do yearly is the induction service, removing not only the this pass to pay, but removing carbon and keeping that keeps from starving the car of fuel and lean misfires, items like that, idle quality items like that. Staying on top of that really does help your car.
Absolutely. I did that on my last service, especially at your guys' shop. So thank you for that. And again,
I'm always here for you, Brendan.
Just to reiterate to people, it may increase your fuel mileage per gallon by maybe some odd numbers, but it's not going to do it like spectacularly. So mind you, whatever you get for your fuel mileage is what you
it
get.
It will only do it spectacularly if you've waited so long that it's really bad.
That's true. But luckily, I keep up on it. And like I said, my car is running like a champ. So I don't get laughed in the face for driving a Nissan Rogue. I take it to West Automotive Group, and then everyone's like, "Oh, okay, never mind. You're doing a good job then."
West Automotive Group guys are something else. They're great. So, but no, it's in all seriousness, maintenance really can save you a lot of money.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Sure. All right, let's see what Mike's got to say. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Not much, man. How are you doing?
I'm still limping around, but I get hip surgery, I think. Well, they're going to talk to me about it on the 29th of this month. And
oh, gotcha.
I got osteoarthritis in the right hip, I guess.
Oh.
And there's a slight hairline crack, I guess.
Oh, they're going to... So really
they're
going to replace your hip entirely?
I guess. I don't know what's all involved, to tell you the truth. I mean, they're going to let me know on the 29th. But I've been bouncing around for... a month or two, and no one seems to know what the heck. Finally got a hold of an ortho surgeon that knows what he's talking about, and he was very, very thorough. So, and took some MRI, took an MRI, took, you know, CAT scan, and that's what they come up with. So,
well, hang in there.
I don't know how involved it is, yeah, but we shall see. But anyway, I've got a 2019, what is it, a CL35 AMG, and I was wanting to know on a tranny service on that thing. How bad is that to do? Are you familiar with that at all? Because I guess it's kind of a process. And
it is quite a process.
If I need a lift, or because it's got to be level and.
Yeah, it's got to be level. It's side fill. It's often recheck everything with the scan tool afterwards.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a fun service. That's about an $800 transmission service.
Jeez, are you kidding me?
Well, it's a $20,000 transmission.
No doubt.
You don't want to replace that thing. Yeah.
Good Lord. Okay. Yeah, I think I might pass on that one.
Yeah, it's a bit of work, and without a hoist, it would be very difficult on that car. Today's cars, most of them are side or bottom fills that we call them, as you're aware.
Right.
But I'm just saying for everybody listening, and you got to get the fluid level just right. It's got to be warmed up. Then you got to recheck it, and sometimes you got to check it with a scan tool. So there's a lot goes into it. So
right, and you want to make sure you do it right. So yeah, I think I'll pass on this one. All right, yeah, I just want to know about that.
Yep, no worries, man. Yeah. Hey, always great to talk to you.
You bet, man. Yeah, imagine it's beautiful out there in paradise. We just had a drenching here last night. Gee, 4 inches of rain at once.
But you guys kind of needed the rain, or have you had enough already?
Yeah. We needed it. Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah, because we were going through a drought for a week or so.
Nice.
90s humidity. I got to make it out there, Brian. This humidity is about ready to kill me, man.
You know what's funny though? It's been humid here in San Diego, huh, Brendan? This week.
Right?
Unreal kind of humid. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know if it's we got a little bit of a monsoonal pushing up, but normally you're right. It's not. It's normally dry, but
dry.
Yeah, it's been higher than normal. So, and I was just mentioning that
the Canadian smoke either. We got Canadian smoke coming down.
Yeah, we do not have that. God. And I was watching that on the news. Another thing that's bad for your car.
I was going to say I was trying to watch some baseball yesterday, and the Cleveland Guardians game got canceled due to the air quality, and I had to look it up. Apparently there's a wildfire up in northeastern Ohio there. So
Canada.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, in Canada.
It's in Canada. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's affecting northeastern.
Yeah.
Ohio.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Canada's got Chicago, and they get some big fires up there in the fire.
But this happened again last year. Right?
Uh-huh. Like, what the heck? 2023, I think, was the last time that.
Was it 23?
Okay. Yeah, that went across into New York and all that. Also,
yeah, it actually all over northern United States spread pretty badly.
Yeah, it's bad air quality for sure, and it. I've been up to Canada when there's Canada when they get wildfires like that. They're usually caused by lightning. They're not caused by people. Mm-hmm. Usually out in the middle of nowhere. They usually let them burn because they're natural. Mm. They call it natural in their way. Right. I was up. I was with my son, and we did a trip up into the Quidico outside of Ely, Minnesota, up into Canada. And when we crossed over the Canadian Mountie guy there that checks you in, checks your passport, said, "Hey, these areas here in the preserve, stay away from there's active fires burning." And they told me, they're like, "We don't do anything about them because they're caused by lightning. So we just naturally let them burn out, and they will on their own," which they do. So
burn, baby, burn.
Yeah. So that's why I think you get that heavy smoke like this time when you get fires like that up there, and the wind's just right and the atmosphere's right. It just blows it apart. If you're living in that area, make sure you change your air filter on your car regularly, because remember, your car breathes just like you.
Exactly.
Important stuff.
Good point. But yeah, you put that in with humidity and 90% humidity, and it's
miserable.
Especially when you're working at it.
Yeah, it's miserable. Yeah. Well, be safe out there. They say you can wear an N95 mask and it'll help. So Back to COVID time.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Yeah, well, I just like, why can't they, I mean, I don't understand why they can't do something about that. I mean, if it's such a...
Yeah, they need a big fan. Big fan to blow it somewhere else.
Yeah, no doubt. Blow it back at them.
Exactly.
I mean, come on, we don't need that stuff.
Hopefully it don't last too long.
Yeah. No, it's actually rain kind of got it out of here. So
there you go.
But it's still hot. All right, Lee. Take care, man.
You too. Good to hear from you, Mike. Take care.
You bet.
Talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye. All really great stuff as far as that goes.
Hope Mike does well in that hip situation.
Yeah. Good
for that to happen.
Yeah, I meant to ask him, before he had a hernia, he must have got it taken care of. Because he didn't mention anything about that. But, you know, sometimes these health things all sneak up on you at one time.
Totally.
It's not fun.
Just like car maintenance for sure, too, as well. You know.
No lie about
that. That transmission. You weren't kidding about how much... expense, like how expensive they can get.
Oh,
I mean, $800 sounds like, you know,
that's cheap,
a cheaper side, but yeah. Still, that's yeesh.
Well, those cars, German cars, parts cost a little more expensive. People often talk about, oh, it's, well, why does it cost so much? Well, the parts for their cars are quite expensive on some of those cars.
I looked it up. The most expensive transmission replacement is a Bugatti.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
They're 180.
Nobody's driving one of those.
No, of course not. I just wanted to read this off. It's $185,000
mm-hmm. yep.
to replace an entire transmission in a Bugatti Chiron.
Yeah, try not to break your transmission if you're
Please
driving.
Not.
That. Yeah, but that car costs, what, $2 million?
I'll take a look, but I think that sounds about right, actually.
Yeah. So in relativity.
Oh, we undersold it, $5 million.
Oh, see, it's not even 20%. It's not even 20% of the cost of the car.
Exactly.
That's cheap. It's cheap. That's cheap. Yeah, not bad at all.
Don't they handcraft those?
I think so.
They handcraft the Bugattis, I believe. Like, they bang it out.
They do the same thing with Ferraris too, I believe.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. So they're not assembly line made, right, from what I understand.
Why there's only like 500 of these Bugattis.
Never wanted to buy one. So
no.
I don't look into it much.
I will say, for like in terms of just the looks, I prefer the Ferrari look more between the
two. Bugatti's way faster.
I know.
Bugatti's the fastest car on the earth, I believe. You're going to have to look now, aren't you? Brandon's like, I got to look. I got to Google it. So
how do you, it's just fastest car in the world, just alone that?
Well, not yet, but production car, because they do. They produce them and you can buy them.
Right.
I'm sure there's been cars built one off that are super fast, you know, so can't go that. So
I have, it says here, a BYD Yang Wang U9 Extreme. Okay. That's the fastest production car at 308 miles per hour.
Okay. What's right under it?
The Bugatti. Right underneath it.
Right underneath it.
305 miles per hour.
Where's that Buwadun come from?
If I had to assume China.
If you had to assume.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds Chinese, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all good.
Yep, Chinese.
I know it. But how many have been made?
Of those ones in particular, yeah. If I had another assumption, I'd think another 30. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Just 30 of those cars. Mm-hmm. You count that as a mass production is 30?
Not really, but
no.
But it's more than two. So there you go.
Is that what constitutes a production car?
I don't know.
Oh.
I have no idea. You're going to have to ask somebody that produces cars. That's just, first off, none of us are going
to
buy that car.
None
of us normal people.
The next highest, so like I said, the other Bugatti car, that one in particular, this is a Super Sport 300 Plus. Uh-huh. Only 30 of those units have ever been made.
Yeah, look how much that car is. It's probably $10
million. It's again, $5
million. Oh, it's just $5
million? Still $5
million. Not bad. Not bad comparative. How much is the Ying Wang Wang?
Oh, the other one? That one was $3 million.
Oh, it's cheaper. Of course it is. It's a Chinese knockoff.
It is.
It's probably Bugatti knockoff is what it is.
If I had to assume, yeah.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Well, it is what it is, right? One of those things. All right, man. So tracking down a coolant leak isn't always simple because the problem can come from multiple components. K-Seal delivers a one-step multi-purpose repair you can trust. One major symptom is white smoke from the exhaust. That's often steam. Coolant entering the combustion chamber and burning off as it exits the engine. That's a strong sign of a head gasket failure. Another warning sign is bubbles in the header tank. This suggests combustion or exhaust gases are leaking past the head gasket and into the cooling system. In extreme cases, pressure can even cause the coolant to overflow. Both situations call for K-Seal Ultimate. Simply shake the bottle and pour into the cooling system via the radiator cap or expansion tank, then run your engine as normal. From head gasket failures to leaks in your water pump casing, coolant leaks can come from many places. Visit kseal.com for a concise list of common symptoms and the right solutions for each situation. And remember, don't just seal it, K-Seal it. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after this quick message.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. So, Steve, one of our regular listeners sent in, Bugatti is no longer the undisputed fastest car in the world. Why the Bugatti Chiron Super 300 Sport 300 Plus holds the official verified record at 304.77 mile per hour. New hypercars from the rival brands have surpassed Bugatti in top speed and claims and track records. The Koenigsegg Jesko Absolute, this Swedish hypercar, holds the highest theoretical top speed at over 330 mile an hour.
Oh, why that's surpassing the BYD. Why
it has not yet completed a two-way validation on a track. It is widely considered the top speed king on paper.
Okay, that's the catch there. Okay. They haven't confirmed it yet.
Yeah, the Yangwang Yingnang Extreme, produced by BYD. But this is fully electric. That's not even fair.
But that's the way of the future, Brian. Remember,
we'll get
everyone.
Rid of these cars. Goodbye. No. Okay. Just kidding. Electric car. But it's two different classes. It has to be two different classes because electric.
I believe that's fair. I can.
A combustion engine versus electric wind up. You know.
What's more impressive?
I want to know how far that electric car can go at that speed. Until the battery just flat dies on it.
Okay, I can find out about that.
Probably not very far.
No, I
doubt
it.
Not at top speed. Yeah, I played with cars like that before. You can really, really run them out of their energy as far as that goes. Hey, I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is obviously brought to you the West Automotive Group, which consists of all five locations, West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, West Miramar, West Oceanside. Wherever you're at, there's a West Automotive Group location. And more coming, so keep your eyes open to take care of you. So jump on westautomotivegroup.com, get an appointment to get in. We'll get you all taken care of. We also offer a 6 months no interest on your service and repairs, along with shuttle rides to and from work or home for you to get you there and get you back to get your car. So if you need help with your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and get an appointment, get your vehicle in, and we'll get you all taken care of. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. And Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there, the number one technician recommended battery worldwide. We don't stock any other battery at the West Automotive Group. So if you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Get in and we'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other reason, please check Interstate Batteries of San Diego out at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar and La Mesa at 70th University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need.
I just looked it up. BYD did say if they were driving their record speed of 308 miles per hour consistently, the battery would only last 3 minutes. That's it.
Whereas a car full of gasoline will last a long time.
Exactly.
So he's going to go really fast, and then you'll drive right by him.
It's meant for, if it was like a simple.
Go ahead, explain this out.
I was going to say if it was just a simple drag race situation, then I think
you'd win once.
Yeah, but that's,
then you can't get back to the other end, though. Who's going to come get you?
Well, on the other hand, too, it does say that if you had a 1200 volt platform for charging, I believe. Oh no, here it is, the DC fast chargers. It says that it charges up to 80% within 10 minutes.
Okay. So how you can go 330 mile an hour. Then you got to stop for 10 minutes. 330 mile an hour, you stop for 10 minutes.
No, but again, we're talking about in a drag race situation, guessing. But again, like I said, I agree with you. I think this should be in different classes, honestly. I mean, it's more impressive that an ice vehicle is actually...
It's kind of like you don't let boys play in girls' sports.
Exactly.
There you go. Exactly. Same kind of thing. Yes. Let's stick with the rules.
Absolutely. Okay, so there you go. So I mean, there we go.
That was slightly political, wasn't it?
No, I definitely was.
Anyway, yes, keep your electric car out of my ICE, out of my ICE races, all right? Which is internal combustion engine for you folks listening. Not the other ice everybody would get mad about. So let's not talk about that. Anyway, sorry. I'm just having a little bit of fun with this.
You're good, you're good.
Car fun mixed in with today's hot topics. So that's what we're going to call that. Good stuff for sure. My dad sent a picture of him sitting in front of a Ferrari. Because I
was that recently, like in terms of like the
where.
Picture. Okay. I forgot to ask. Is
Mike's back working on? He just texted me. He's like, "Hey, they assumed it was a groin pull or hernia. Meanwhile, getting bills. It was misdiagnosed. It was his hip, I guess. It wasn't actually. That's what he just texted me. Okay. But also, here's a good car thing that has to do with this. He's all, got to get back to my son's girlfriend's 2012 Jeep 3.6 Pinstar, installing second design oil cooler. Peace out, which is true. The oil filter housing and coolers on these bad boys were plastic and they break from the factory. It's a big thing. Mm-hmm. So we replace them with updated aluminum ones that never have the problem again. So all good stuff. All good stuff. Oh, yeah. So thanks for giving me a call, Mike. I'm glad... you didn't have a hernia, and glad that you are getting it all taken care of. So you got to be safe for those things, right?
Absolutely, yep.
Right. So
can I do a quick little update here? Since we were gone the last 2 weeks.
Uh-huh, what happened?
There has been an update on the Jay Leno's Law. In this case, it's now being re-nicknamed to Jay Leno's Law 2.0, Senate Bill 1392, SB 1392. It has just been approved and passed by the California State Assembly Transportation Committee, which, if you forgot last year, it did not pass that committee, actually. That's where it stopped right then and there. So now... we can officially go to the final legislative approval to get it onto a voting ballot later on this year in November. So it sounds like it's actually going to be coming.
It might pass. Now, remind me again the specifics of this law. And the reason I say that, because you have it in front of you, I don't want to get it wrong.
Yeah, of course. So Leno's bill, or again, like I said, SB 1392, is legislation that would exempt older collector cars from state's mandatory biennial smog check requirements.
Okay, I could have told you that part. Okay, sorry. I want to know the actual years.
So the years.
Yeah.
Anything manufactured before 1981, after that, for a few years until 2032, then it would go into a process of, I want to say it's 25 years. Or not 35 years and older.
Would remove them from the smog requirements.
Correct.
And all that?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So as of right now, it would still stay anything prior to 1981, you don't have to smog. Oh. After that, in 2032, it would
right
then
now
do
it's
it by
74 and older, or 73 and older.
Right,
73
exactly.
73 and older, I think. So it'd only move it up about 8 years, roughly.
Something like that. But again, I am fully... backing this bill 100%.
Me too.
Most
people aren't driving around in a 1980 car unless it's in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
I sold a Camaro not long ago in pretty good shape and got rid of it.
Not to mention your shops specifically, a couple of your shops can officially get rid of the star certified smog machines.
Well,
eventually.
Those aren't actually star certified. You're talking about the Bar 97, the 901s?
Yes, yeah.
Eventually, yes, we'll be able to. And you know what? Those don't get used much anymore.
No, I know.
They really don't. And it's a waste of money. So if you, just so you folks understand, and when people complain about the cost of getting a car smogged, to be star certified in our Miramar and Escondido locations are star certified for smog. Our Kearney Mesa location just does regular smog, 2000 and newer.
Mm-hmm.
or 96 and no 2000 newer is on the dad, sorry, which is a new smog machine. But the old smog machine, to be star certified, you have to lease that thing. You can't really buy them. I don't think you can buy them. I don't know. You wouldn't want to. They're pieces of junk, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. They break all the time. And for the little metal smogs you do, but to have one, you it costs $500 a month just to have that darn machine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you don't use much, but it's required if you want to be star certified, where you can test and repair any car, whether it's test only directed or whatever. See, they do test only direct cars, so we'll still be star certified is the point I was getting to, but hopefully we'll get rid of that piece of equipment and it won't be needed.
That's what I meant to say too, as
that
well
is what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, and that thing takes up room. It's a dyno. It's it's junk. They're junk.
I can't wait till you get rid of it. And I can think of that big, do you remember Step Brothers? That movie with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
Yeah.
There's a line where they're like, can we make a bunk bed? Oh my gosh, we have so much room for activities. That's exactly what you're going to say to all the workers.
So much
room. I got rid of the dino guys, so you guys have so much room for activities.
Brandon's got to relate everything to something. That's good though, Brandon.
Thank you.
You're good.
But I'm excited for this bill to finally get passed. I'm very disappointed that it didn't get passed last year, and then the reasoning, they didn't even have a reason behind it, basically saying, well, where are we going to get the funding that we're going to need for other state programs from? And you know exactly where, legislators. You guys have different ways to add extra taxes inside or find extra funding somewhere else within the state.
Stop funding the bullet train.
Exactly. That could be a big one for sure. How much money have we wasted on that? And it hasn't even been close to being built?
And talking about that, so California does have a new vehicle inspection program.
Yes.
As you're aware.
Yes.
The brake and light went away. So the vehicle inspection is required only for vehicles that have been like totaled, have salvage titles, things like that, to get them re-registered, right?
Absolutely.
But pretty soon, I'm going to tell you, that program's going to go into force like it is in Texas, I believe, that they're looking at. And that will be the next thing that they do. So when you get your car smogged, every so many years, you'll have to also get official vehicle inspection and get the certification for that, like you do for smog, to register your vehicle, which is a good idea. How many dumpy pieces of junk do you see driving down the road here?
And this is one of the first times where California wants to like copy a Texas law and do it for the good instead of the bad.
It's going to do good, but they're going to do it for the money. That's the only reason they're doing
it's
it.
It's true, though. Yeah.
So, and but, it'll but probably again, only be another $825 or whatever for the certificate.
Yeah.
You know, that will go to the state, but still, all these cars on the road, $8 every few years from a driver, that adds up quickly.
And again, like you said, there's where you can find the extra funding when you pass this bill eventually, the SB 1392 Leno Law 2.0. So,
there you go. Yeah, that's for sure. All right, safe driving at night is critical, and it starts with your headlights. The sooner you're able to see an object in the road, the quicker you will be able to react. Peak Power Vision lighting features high-performance tungsten filaments and customized gas mixtures and proprietary optical coating. Peak's Power Vision window increases light output to produce their best nighttime illumination. Drive to peakauto.com for more information. Available at amazon.com/P, E, A, and K. All good stuff from Peak. There, as far as we go. What are you doing with your mic over there, man?
I was trying to reach for a button to talk to you in your head there, so.
Oh, you were trying to talk to me in my head?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You did hear my message, right?
I did. Okay, yes, absolutely. Brendan's whispering sweet nothings today. That's all it does. All right, before we finish up here, too, also, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you in part by Diesel Extreme from Hot Shot Secret, engineered to rapidly remove all diesel injector deposits. Diesel Extreme 6-in-1 formula also features a cetane booster, lubricity additive, and fuel stabilizer. Learn more at hotshotsecret.com. Okay, so any other great things that we need to throw in here in the last 2 minutes that we're chatting away?
Ice vehicles are better than electric vehicles.
Yeah, we've done that already.
Yeah, no matter how many times you could say, oh, but we're faster and we have better acceleration, you can stop that noise. I'd rather hear the noise of the car coming in instead of a, was that Star Trek just backing out of their parking lot?
I'll tell you what, and even like the demon, the Chrysler Demon and mm-hmm. that. Those cars sound so good.
I know.
The new Mustangs, so good. They do. They do.
No, it's true. It's true.
It's true.
And they're better looking than the E Mustangs.
They can't make that electric car make that sound even with a little speaker. It doesn't work. So it's all good. It's all good out there. Anyway. So as we cruise through, we're heading to the end of the show here, aren't we?
30 seconds left.
Yeah, only got 30 seconds left. So listen, San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up until next week. We appreciate you joining us. Appreciate all your calls. Everybody stay out there. Stay cool. Keep that AC working. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll catch you next week.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.